Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, AI Rising: How to Thrive in the Age of Abundance is a contemporary multi-contributor guide to artificial intelligence led by entrepreneur Randy Kirk. Written for non-specialists as well as professionals, it interprets AI as a broad economic and social transition rather than merely a new category of software. Its organizing proposition, energy, intelligence, wealth, context, computing infrastructure, increasingly capable AI systems, and the possibility of wider material abundance. The book introduces concepts including artificial general intelligence and superintelligence, while relating them to practical questions about work, business models, public policy, and personal adaptation. It also places AI's growth within physical constraints, especially electricity, chips, data centers, and grid capacity. The stated purpose is not to offer a technical manual or a single forecast. Instead, it seeks to improve AI literacy, distinguish useful applications from empty hype, and help readers assess the opportunities and risks created as AI becomes embedded in everyday economic activity. Its tone is broadly future-oriented, but its emphasis on infrastructure and strategy gives that optimism a practical frame. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the energy intelligence wealth chain treats AI as an economic system. A defining feature of AI Rising is its use of energy and intelligence wealth as a compact model of AI-driven change. The formulation argues that intelligence at scale is not an abstract digital resource. It depends on power generation, electrical grids, data centers, semiconductor supply, and computing hardware. As these inputs support larger and more capable systems, AI can lower the cost of analysis, prediction, design, and automation. The book's abundance argument follows from this possibility. If useful intelligence becomes cheaper and more available, organizations may be able to improve productivity and accelerate innovation in sectors tied to basic human needs, including healthcare, transportation, energy, and information access. This framing is important because it prevents the discussion from treating AI output as costless. An assistant, diagnostic model, or autonomous system has an infrastructure footprint and a deployment context. Economic gains, therefore, depend not simply on model capability, but on whether energy and compute can be supplied reliably, whether applications solve genuine problems, and whether institutions can translate technical capacity into accessible services. By connecting AI to physical and economic systems, the book offers readers a way to evaluate ambitious abundance claims with both openness and discipline. Secondly, AI literacy is presented as a practical capability rather than a specialist credential. The book is explicitly positioned for readers who do not have advanced technical training. Its practical premise is that AI literacy will matter across occupations, not only for engineers or researchers. In this context, literacy means more than knowing definitions or using a chatbot. It involves recognizing what current AI systems can and cannot do, understanding where data and human oversight matter, and judging when an apparent automation benefit is credible. This is a useful orientation for students, career changers, managers, and investors facing an environment full of competing claims about AI. AI Rising's accessible approach also has an important implication: adoption should begin with clear tasks and sound evaluation, not with vague pressure to use AI. Readers are encouraged to relate tools to real activities, such as synthesizing information, supporting routine communications, analyzing patterns, or improving workflows. Yet a practical user must verify outputs, protect sensitive information, and remain accountable for decisions. These considerations are especially significant in consequential areas such as health, finance, employment, and public services. By presenting AI as a tool available beyond Silicon Valley while avoiding a requirement for deep mathematics, the book makes broad-based competence its central form of preparedness. The result is a bridge between technical change and informed everyday judgment. Thirdly, career and business adaptation depends on redesigning work, not only replacing labor. AI Rising addresses careers and business models as areas likely to be reshaped by AI rather than as domains with a single predetermined outcome. The relevant question is not simply which jobs disappear. More concretely, AI can alter the individual tasks within jobs drafting, research, customer support, forecasting, coding assistance, quality checks, and administrative coordination are examples of work that may be augmented or partially automated. This task-level perspective is more useful than blanket claims because most organizations combine routine procedures, tacit knowledge, interpersonal responsibilities, and decisions requiring accountability. For individuals, the book's emphasis on survival strategies for the coming decade points toward learning how to work alongside AI. Identify areas where human context remains essential and build the capacity to assess AI-generated material. For organizations, it points toward revisiting workflows and sources of value rather than merely purchasing a tool. A business gains little if AI accelerates a poorly designed process, produces unreliable material, or creates privacy and compliance problems. Conversely, a well-chosen application can reduce repetitive workload and free attention for relationship management, judgment, creativity, and higher value problem solving. The book's contribution is to frame adaptation as an operational and strategic process, understand the technology, map its role in actual work, test it against measurable needs, and retain human responsibility where errors carry real costs. Fourthly, AGI and superintelligence expand the discussion beyond today's consumer tools, alongside present-day applications. AI Rising introduces artificial general intelligence and superintelligence as concepts that shape public expectations about the longer-term AI trajectory. AGI generally refers to a hypothetical system with broad, flexible cognitive competence across many tasks, rather than a system optimized for a limited function. Superintelligence describes an even more speculative possibility intelligence that substantially exceeds human performance across a wide range of domains. Including these ideas helps readers understand why AI discussions often move quickly from useful tools to large economic, ethical, and geopolitical questions. The value of this material lies less in treating such outcomes as settled forecasts than in clarifying the scale of the issues at stake. Claims about highly capable AI affect assumptions about productivity, scientific discovery, security, governance, and the distribution of power. They also make it necessary to separate demonstrated capabilities from projections. Current systems can be impressive, but they can also generate errors, reflect limitations in their training and design, and require careful use. A responsible reader therefore benefits from distinguishing near-term operational decisions, such as deploying AI in a workflow, from uncertain claims about future general intelligence. The book's broad horizon encourages readers to follow both levels of discussion use and evaluate available tools now, while recognizing that policy and institutional questions may grow in importance as capabilities advance. Lastly, national AI competition is linked to infrastructure, resources, and governance. The book situates AI within national strategy and geopolitics, reflecting the fact that advanced AI development is tied to resources that are unevenly distributed. Access to leading chips, cloud computing capacity, energy, technical talent, data infrastructure, and capital can influence which countries and firms can develop or deploy systems at scale. This makes AI more than a private sector productivity issue. It can affect industrial policy, supply chain resilience, scientific capacity, defense planning, and the global influence of technological standards. AI Rising also connects these strategic questions to resource demands, particularly electricity. The growth of data centers and high-performance computing means that ambitious AI plans depend partly on grid reliability and generation capacity. That is why the book's attention to energy is not incidental. It is a constraint on the pace and geography of AI expansion. At the same time, technological advantage does not remove the need for governance. Rules for privacy, safety, accountability, competition, and access will affect who benefits from AI and who bears its costs. The book's abundance perspective is therefore conditional. AI may expand productive capacity, but outcomes depend on how infrastructure is built, how systems are governed, and whether the resulting gains are broadly shared rather than concentrated among the institutions that own the most compute and data. In conclusion, AI Rising is best suited to readers seeking a readable strategic introduction to AI's wider consequences, students deciding which capabilities to develop, career changers evaluating workplace shifts, managers considering AI-enabled operations, and investors or citizens trying to interpret major claims about the technology. It is also relevant to technically curious readers who want a high-level account before moving into more specialized books on machine learning, policy, or AI safety. Its practical benefit is conceptual orientation. Readers are given a framework for connecting individual tools and work decisions to larger questions of energy supply, computing capacity, economic value, and public governance. What differentiates the book within a crowded AI category is its explicit abundance thesis and its infrastructure-first organizing chain: energy, intelligence, wealth. Many introductory AI books focus principally on prompts, product use, or fears of job displacement. AI Rising instead places those subjects inside a wider account of how physical resources and scalable computation can shape markets and social outcomes. Its multi-author format also signals a deliberately broad scope, spanning technology, energy, business, and future scenarios. That breadth is useful, though readers seeking rigorous technical instruction, detailed empirical forecasting, or a comprehensive treatment of AI regulation will need supplementary sources. As an accessible map of the field, the book's core value is its effort to combine optimism about productive potential with attention to real constraints, especially energy, infrastructure, institutional choices, and the need for informed human judgment. If you would like to support Randy Kirk, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.